Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, here's a question. Where are South Africans going and why are they going there? WiseMove is a tech-enabled moving platform and has just released some very interesting data called the 2025 Migration Report. It's a first-of-its-kind deep dive into verified internal migration data. With over 15,000 moves tracked last year alone, the report uncovers insights into where people are relocating to and what it says about our economy and how our urban and rural spaces are evolving. And I want to talk now to Shante Fenter, who's co-founder and chief executive officer of WiseMove, as we discuss the story behind South Africa's shifting population. So Shante, thank you very much indeed. Let's start with the big one. Gauteng saw the most moves, but also the biggest net loss of residents. What's driving the exodus? And I wonder what it might mean for the province's future.
Hi, Jeremy. It's such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And yes, I think that this report has uncovered some really interesting statistics and, you know, just insights into what's happening in the country. We definitely saw, like you say, a massive movement within the Gauteng province. It's one of our, you know, most densely populated provinces, over 16 million people. So not a surprise that there's a lot happening in the province. But what was interesting was that, you know, compared to the other provinces, Gauteng experienced a net loss. You know, there was about 20% net loss of people moving out of the province. And I think that it's an interesting find because Gauteng is where everyone kind of starts. It's the gold. It's where, you know, you launch your career. Then as the population or, you know, people mature, they're looking for something else. And we saw a massive movement to the Western Cape, which I think is, again, maybe not that surprising, but it does show that, you know, there is this need for a better lifestyle. So while people are moving away from Gauteng, looking for something else, we also saw that there was this interesting shift in where people are actually going. So I think that people expect, you know, we had COVID, we had people moving to smaller towns, looking for that type of lifestyle. But we actually saw that around 70% of people moving to the Western Cape were headed to Cape Town CBD. They want the city life. They want, you know, the center of where everything's happening and those surrounding suburbs instead of the small town living.
Shante, if I understand this correctly, the report that you've put out, this migration report, looks at moves tracked in 2024. Just staying with Gauteng for a moment, are we seeing more people leaving the province last year than in previous years? Or is it roughly the same over maybe the last 5 or 6 years?
So our data is based on 2024, which is kind of the benchmark of where we kind of starting at what's happening within this data. There is other data available in property markets and, you know, who's selling, buying, all of that. But our data actually looks at renters as well, people who are renting property. So it gives you a much better insight into what's happening on the ground instead of just, you know, people who are able to own property. So I think that it would be interesting to kind of track the data over the coming years to see what's kind of happening. But definitely a net loss of population isn't that common.
You rightly say that people are moving to the Western Cape. You talk about lifestyle. I guess it's also about governance. It's also about the potential of job opportunity. Are those the three principal reasons or is there more to it?
So it's so interesting because I think that a lot of South Africans have this perception that, you know, security and safety, crime could be factors that are influencing why people are moving. But actually, the main factors moving people is new work opportunities. They want work opportunities. They want careers. That is actually the highest, the most popular reason for moving. And then second to that is family responsibilities, you know, moving for a partner, moving for your family, if you're your young family and looking for better schools, better lifestyle opportunities. And then finally, also education. People are moving to be closer to universities, to colleges, and, you know, just being able to study and prove themselves.
You also mentioned people moving to smaller towns, and I guess we all know someone who's tried that experiment, but the devil is in the detail. Often these smaller towns absorbing new populations at a greater rate, and that is putting a strain on infrastructure and service delivery in those areas. So there might be a lot of unforeseen hardship that people haven't planned for.
Yes, definitely we see that there is, you know, there's still this movement towards smaller towns, not as much as the cities now, which is quite interesting. Like I said, it's this reurbanization that's kind of happening. But we do still see movement into places like Paul, George, you know, those city towns almost. They're a little bit bigger and they are, you know, gearing up to receive more people. So I think this type of information is very interesting for this, you know, city planners, for government to look at where people are actually moving to and use that information to plan better for the future.
We've spoken about Gauteng and the Western Cape, in other words, Johannesburg and Cape Town, but what about other metro to metro moves? Where else are people going to?
We also see an interesting shift. Obviously, people are moving, you know, to Western Cape and they're moving back to Gauteng from there. But then we also see an interesting shift for people moving from the Western Cape back to or to the Eastern Cape. There's quite a lot of movement in that direction as well, which I think is quite interesting. And that's obviously there's, you know, people moving back to their roots and they're moving back to family. But then also maybe this movement towards better real estate opportunities. There is still opportunity in and around Gqeberha to get good properties at a good price. So that is also moving people towards those areas.
What about a move back to Johannesburg? I've seen reports to that effect in recent times.
Yes, we're definitely seeing movement back. That is one of the busiest routes. So, you know, Joburg to Cape Town, Pretoria to Cape Town, but then right after that is Cape Town back to Joburg and Pretoria. So a lot of movement. It's because people maybe have this expectation of what Cape Town and, you know, the Western Cape will offer, but then, you know, it often doesn't work out. You know, there isn't as many job opportunities. And I think now that, you know, the people are going back to offices, it's the movement back to Gauteng does offer more opportunities.
What about the cost of moving? Does your data cover that?
We do have a lot of data on the cost of moving, but there is factors that influence what you're going to pay. But what we're trying to do, and in the future, we will have this opportunity to kind of estimate what the cost would be, so to give that information as well. But what the benefit of something like this is, and I think it's often, you know, what we're trying to do and what startups in South Africa are trying to do is to bring industries online. And we've been able to help the moving industry move online. And that also allows us to then optimize routes. So, you know, instead of having to pay a dedicated price for a truck on your route, and that's usually what happens, you get a quote and they just give you the standard price. Now we have smart algorithms connecting clients to trucks that are perhaps doing an empty return load. So that's how we help optimize and bring better prices to the end user at the end of the day.
All right, Shante Fenter, thank you very much indeed. Fascinating insights there. The report is called the 2025 Migration Report, and Shante is the co-founder and chief executive officer of Wise Move. I do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.